Hey, too often what charities do is they receive these one-off donations from large companies that offer short-term benefits but really lack sustainable impact. So what One New Zealand has done is come up with a way of giving back to local communities for good. If you haven't heard yet of One Good Kiwi, you need to. It's the new way of giving on an app. So how it works is One New Zealand drops $100,000 onto the app every single month, asks the good people of New Zealand then to share that cash across 10 featured charities. And it works because it offers charities a sustainable source of funding multiple times throughout the year rather than just a one-off donation that's only ever going to cover their power bill for a month. And the young ones are calling One Good Kiwi the Tinder for giving, and it does feel like it's the right way to approach the corporate philanthropy, right? So drop what you're doing right now and download One Good Kiwi from the App Store or from Google Play. One Good Kiwi, and you keep up the good work, One New Zealand.
Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Right, the Tenancy Tribunal, 19 past five. The Tenancy Tribunal has ordered Kāinga Ora to pay a tenant $6,000 because they didn't kick out unruly tenants who were terrorising the neighbours. The tenants are apparently accused of making death threats, pooing outside the neighbour's door, throwing a woman off a balcony. Adina Thorne is a lawyer assisting victims of antisocial tenants. Hey, Adina.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Adina, this is unreal. I mean, any reasonable landlord would have moved that person on long ago, wouldn't they?
100%. I mean, we're in this crazy world where effectively Kāinga Ora, Housing New Zealand, you know, they're on a go slow. And, you know, it takes poor people, you know, a lot of time hassling Kāinga Ora, and they've got to basically be, in my view, you know, at a wit's end before Kāinga Ora will step up. I mean, clearly this isn't a course Kāinga Ora want to go down.
Have they stopped this kind of stuff? This is all stopped now, hasn't it? They would be kicking that person out under the new government.
Well, no, not if my emails are right. So, you know, the emails have reduced, absolutely, but there's still people emailing me who live across the road or next door in the same block as Kāinga Ora Housing New Zealand tenants. And I mean, just one, here's a couple of lines from the email. This person experiences racial abuse and death threats, quote, domestic violence takes on regularly in this home. This person urinates and showers in their front yard. They have threatened this person's child. They have unrestrained dogs. And there are daily abusive comments. And that's out of one house in one street, and there's a whole lot more.
And happening currently under the new government?
New government, yep.
Well, how still going on. How do we explain
be
that?
Fair. Because let's be fair.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of time here, you know. So Kāinga Ora do have to go through a process under the law to evict, unless there's, you know, abusive behaviour. And I think that's in that category. So I think Kāinga Ora can do more. They can go under 5.5, it is, of the Residential Tenancies Act, where there's assaults taking place, like the one I just told you about, sadly, and they can kick them out. Now, they need to get on with it.
Totally. Adina, thanks very much. Keep us in the loop. If this stuff doesn't stop under the new government, we'll get the minister on, eh? Adina Thorne, lawyer assisting the victims of antisocial tenants.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.